This week, as shopping carts overflow with tasty, sometimes expensive food, it is easy to forget that the first Thanksgiving was not about bounty. It was about scarcity and sharing, as natives and settlers helped each other through a tough time. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, in Hardwick, the spirit of giving smells a lot like warm pumpkin pie.
At the Food Venture Center in Hardwick, entrepreneurs perfect recipes for some fancy gourmet items, like salsas and kale chips, not your typical food bank fare. But the center also partners with local producers, volunteers, and chefs to turn surplus fruits and vegetables into free foods for people who need them. That includes, this week, dessert.
I am Bethany Dunbar, the Community Projects Coordinator at the Center for an Agricultural Economy, and we are filling pies.
In the center's Food Venture kitchen, Dunbar and two other women ladle tawny, spicy puree into about 100 buttery pie shells that had been rolled out by volunteers.
Oh, they're definitely handmade, and some of the ladies were better than I was, so you can see the sort of mangled-looking ones. Those are me.
The pumpkins come from a Ferrisburg farmer, Diane Emery. They were pureed by Pete's Greens, and the filling was made by Sterling College's chef. The pies will end up in pizza boxes at the Hardwick Area Food Pantry. Pantry coordinator Ruby Dale Brown, with her six-month-old son in a backpack, slides stainless steel trays of pies into a commercial oven. At the food pantry, this project is not just about pie.
We have a blackboard, and we were making a list of all the things we were grateful for and thankful for. And fresh food and homemade food and community and family and friends and all of those things were on that list. And it just made me think that this pie-making process is so much about that.
In fact, these pies are part of a much broader nationwide effort to glean fresh produce for charitable purposes. Nora Lachese is one of two Hunger Fellows from a Washington, D.C.-based foundation. She's spending this term in Hardwick brainstorming more ways to expand access to Vermont's 2 million pounds of annual agricultural surplus.
So there's so much more left that we can redistribute equally and equitably to people who can't afford or do not feel welcome at farmers markets or, local farm stands.
Or, Lachese says, they may be put off by the perception that local food is expensive. But this week, at least 100 people in the Hardwick area who don't have the time or money to make a fresh pumpkin pie will get one, along with the other foods it takes to make Thursday taste and feel like Thanksgiving. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.